So you have been exploring the inherent good of human nature for so many years. When you were a young person, I was reading your book and you mentioned that you didn't want to have a meaningless life. You were really strongly in pursuit of meaning. So looking back at your life, what was one thing that made, or few things that made your life very meaningful, and what's the plan you have for the rest of your life?
Yeah, many of my old, much older friends, who many have passed away now, I used to be a very grumpy and unpleasant teenager. So I hope I got rid of some of it. I mean, frankly speaking, it's all due to the kindness of my teacher. Otherwise, I would be probably some kind of young arrogant, or not young anymore, but old arrogant, I don't know, intellectual or whatever. So it's all my teacher's kindness. And I feel so fortunate that I met Panguri Moshe when I was 21. When I was 26, I sort of retired from my usual activities and spent so many years with my teachers. It's entirely thanks to them. And so I'm full of appreciation that I could spend this life, even though I'm a very lazy practitioner. But at least I'm so fortunate, and I congratulate myself every moment of that. And, you know, it's like we say, like, around the golden mountain, even all the crow, which are very dark feathers, but somehow when the sun shines on the golden mountain and it shines a little bit sort of on the wings of the crow, so they look like there's something upon them. So anything slightly good in my life is thanks to my teacher. So it looks maybe over devotion sort of vocabulary, but what can I say? That's the way I see it.
But you also in your book very clearly point out how happiness and well-being, compassion are contagious. So it's really your teachers who have infected you with this spirit of compassion and happiness. I mean, you are no more a grumpy person. Now yes, you are supposed to be the world's happiest man.
So. Well, that's the biggest joke ever. But anyway, this, again, you know, even in the Yontenzo also, it says that have an ordinary log that fall in the sandalwood forest with the water that drops from the sandalwood will take a little bit of perfume. Well, that's again, it's like that.